This is Mellow Max. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Behind me right now is Gershon Kingsley's Scarborough Fair off of the 1969 album Music to Moog By. Before that, The Beatles with Love You Too. And then two songs about necrophilia we had of Montreal with Chrissy Kiss the Corpse and Alice Cooper's Cold Ethel. And now I have some fun facts for you guys. So, as you may know, a lot of people really hate broccoli. And I was talking with my friend yesterday, and she was saying, like, yeah, you know, broccoli just has that, like, bitter, weird taste. I mean, she likes broccoli. She likes the bitter taste. I was like, I really don't get that. It kind of just, like, especially steamed broccoli, it's a very mild vegetable. It doesn't have much of a taste. But turns out there is a gene that 31.5% of people have that affects the taste and bitterness of broccoli. And it's kind of similar. So it says about 70% of us can taste something bitter in broccoli. But people with two copies of that bitter sensitivity gene are close to around 20% of all people. And they are much more likely to hate the taste of broccoli. And that's so interesting. It's like how some people say that, cilantro tastes like soap. And apparently the number on that is 13% of the population says that coriander tastes soapy. Coriander, cilantro, potato, potato. But yeah, isn't that interesting? Crazy. Another thing that I found out in that conversation is that there are some caterpillars that just don't turn into butterflies or moths. They just live their whole life as caterpillars. And then the males, the females create cocoons to keep them safe. And then the males go hunting around for female cocoons and then join them, get them pregnant, and leave. What a strange life form. And then they just don't turn into, and then the eggs are all laid in the cocoon, and that's that. No butterfly, just more caterpillars the next season. Isn't that just wild? There are also carnivorous caterpillars in not Australia. You would think it'd be an Australian, but no. But no. The predatory inchworm is a Hawaiian caterpillar. How about that? Isn't that just fascinating? Those were some fun facts coming from you, from Mellow Max. I'll be here until 9, covering for Blizzquake.
truth when it's far too late, when they pass away. We were talking about the love we overshot. When we find it to try.
Looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating fresh fruits. A is for apricots, B is for black cherries, C is for cantaloupe. These days, many grocery stores have more kinds of fresh fruit than there are letters in the alphabet. The edible skin of fruits like apples can be a terrific source of healthy, cancer-fighting dietary fiber, while others, like bananas, come in convenient, ready-to-peel natural packages, so you don't even need to wash your hands to eat them. Plus, their wrapping is completely compostable. So, if you're looking for a sweet, tasty, and healthy treat, remember, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. A public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts, educational radio. I was going to tell you guys a joke, but I realized I couldn't say one of the words in the punchline. I can't tell that one either for the same reason. Anyway, behind me right now is Remains Alive by Cloud Room. A nice hour and a half, hour 40 minute, atmospheric song. It's good for falling asleep, apparently. I met the guy who made it yesterday. Very nice. I went to a little experimental jazz night at the Lily Pad, which was very cool. Like, a dozen people there. And then at the end, there was a conduction, which means everyone pulled out their instruments and had a very experimental music session led by Akiva. It was a good time, and there were free cookies. It was a cool event. The previous song was The Beatles, Within You, Without You. Before that, Dumbo Gets Mad again, with Makes You Fly. Before that, 10,000 Maniacs with These Are Days. Before that was Koss with Nog Verder. Before that, Popol Vuh with King Minos II. Before that was Koss with Bohem. And coming up next, we're gonna have just some songs that I like and recommend highly, as my show is highly recommended with Mellow Max. But I might let Cloud Room play a little bit longer. Oh, I know what joke I can tell you guys. Jeez Louise. It's not a joke. This is a true story, actually. No. The other day, I went on a date with this girl, and I told her that I was going to tell her a list of my 10 best puns that I've ever come up with in my entire life, and that I was confident that at least one of them was going to make her fall for me right then and there on the spot. And she said, okay, sure, let's see what you got. And so I told her my 10 puns, really hoping that one of them was going to be the one to make her fall in love with me. But sadly, no pun intended. Ooh, yikes. But that reminded me of another joke. There are these three dogs at a dog park. There's a lab, a bulldog, and a little chihuahua. When all of a sudden this gorgeous French poodle strolls up, and you know how they have the hair done? She's simply irresistible. And so the dogs are all clamoring for her attention. She says, now, now, boys, whichever one of you can come up with the best sentence using the words liver and cheese will win my heart. So the lab goes, I like liver and cheese. And the French poodle says, very creative. And the bulldog goes, oh shoot, that was gonna be mine. I don't like liver and cheese. And the French poodle scoffs. And then the chihuahua clears his throat and says, liver alone, cheese mine. And there you go. That's a nice clean joke that I can tell on the radio. Beautiful. Those are few and far between. Wow, this is some very peaceful music. Yeah, I'd recommend this if you're trying to fall asleep. Or, I don't know. It's very atmospheric. Cool stuff. Thanks, Cloud Room. Coming up next, it's going to be a bit of a vibe change. I think we're going to have the Flaming Lips next. And it hurts to play a song by the Flaming Lips because they're playing at Boston Calling. If you're in Boston, if you're near Boston, if you're listening, if you're free this weekend, go to Boston Calling, see the Flaming Lips, see King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. I am beyond upset that I will not be there, but I'll catch them all on their next tour. I will be in Ann Arbor, Michigan for my cousin's wedding, and I am very excited for it, but I am beyond heartbroken that I am missing Boston Calling, the Boston musical event of the summer, if not the year. But oh well, family comes first. Blood is thicker than water, even if it's... Well, King Gizzard has a lot of songs with water in it. Let's see. King Gizzard, water. We've got open water, hot water, muddy water. What else? Is that all of it? I guess it's those four. We got open, hot, muddy. Three? I guess they've got three songs about water. But all of them are still not as thick as blood. So I will be in Michigan. But you all go out there and enjoy King Gizzard for me, please. And then don't tell me about it. Tell me it's awful. I'm bummed I won't be there. But enjoy it. King Gizzard has been some of the best concerts I've ever been to. And I saw the Flaming Lips. They had the Claypool Lennon Delirium open up for them. And that was really, really, really cool. I would highly recommend seeing the Flaming Lips in concert. So without further ado, let's have the Flaming Lips with All We Have Is Now.
Spoke about Don't you want to ride in my survival car? We can take the long way home through Central Park. Funny how the ground can find my wheels. I'm going where the road ain't there. They're only riding on the path we made to Union Square. Doing what the young folks do in West Coast towns. Plowing like a banshee crew the overground. Funny how the ground can find my wheels. I'm going where the road won't tear. And only riding on the path we made to Union Square.
gonna be completely honest with you guys, I wasn't quite sure what I was gonna play next. I knew exactly what I was gonna play next, but then I walked outside and I noticed that WMFO had acquired the newest Unknown Mortal Orchestra album on vinyl, which I don't even have on vinyl. And I was like, I just have to play it. So I ran in here, didn't even have time to line it up really. I just threw it on the turntable, slapped the needle on, and here we go with Unknown Mortal Orchestra's The Garden on vinyl. And I'm jealous. It's a really cool looking album, two discs. This is the first song on side A, this is The Garden, and it's just so mellow. Seeing them in concert was really cool. And we're going to be closing off the hour with King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard's newest song. Oh my god, I wonder if they're going to play songs from their new album. Oh man. If you can go and you don't go. It's going to be really good. I hope you all enjoy King Gizzard's set at Boston Calling. I know I would. Gila Monster? I don't know how to say the name of that reptile, but their new album is called Petro Dragonic Apocalypse, or Dawn of Eternal Night, an Annihilation of Planet Earth, and the Beginning of Merciless Damnation. And if that's not just... they're probably gonna... Oh man, they're probably gonna play new songs that they haven't released yet. Dude. It's okay. It's expensive anyway. And I have better things to do. I'll be in Michigan. It'll be great. And how cool is Unknown Mortal Orchestra? The fact that I got to see them in concert totally makes up for me having to miss out on Boston Calling. But yeah, Gila Monster. Gila Monster? How to pronounce Gila Monster? Oh, it's Gila Monster. One of the Google recommendations is it pronounced Gila Monster or Gila Monster? It's just spelled the same. It's like, that's a stupid... Oh, I guess maybe that's a recommended thing from people saying it to Siri? I don't know. Anyway, it's a pretty cool song. It's not like their best song ever, but it's pretty darn cool, and I'm not gonna get to see it live. I'm missing that tour entirely, unless I buy tickets and go to Tennessee. Don't tell my parents. Or Colorado. I might have to road trip to see them. We'll see. Enjoy Boston Calling, y'all. This has been... I'll be back next week, 7 to 8 p.m. This has been Mellow Max. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Let's hear that brand new King Gizzard song, and then I'll hand things over to On the Town with Mikey D. See you guys next week. Oh no, why did Command Prompt just come up on my computer? All right, it's gone. Here's Gila Monster by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.